This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Based on the data we've gathered today and over the last couple days, it seems like the Texans are going to get their guy. It seems like Nick Caserio is going to be heading to the Houston Texans. We'll hear from Ben Volen in 40 minutes. And I got to tell you, it's very encouraging what Ben had to say to the show, to myself and John Lopez. It appears right now that these tampering allegations, it's more about negotiation than investigation. So if the Texans and Patriots can come to an understanding or an agreement on draft compensation, the Texans will get their guy. And even if they don't, it appears Nick Caserio wants to be the GM of your Houston Texans, which is a damn good thing.
That's as big a news of anything as anything to me.
But this is my question, John. And this is the balance that a lot of people have to perform each day in life is, how real do you want to keep it? Like, do you? It's the when keeping it real goes wrong. Mm-hmm. If the Texans truly feel that they did not tamper, while it might be in their best interest to get this done as soon as possible, would it? Could they just realize, well, it's not worth playing with this, and just decide they're going to give the Patriots a draft pick and move on? Or will the Texans stick to their guns and battle this out, however long it may take? And go through this and then get their guy. But either way, they can't afford to get their guy. But what kind? I think you're going to say that they can't afford to do that. But what precedent does it set where if they feel like they didn't tamper, if they do this, what kind of precedent does that set? Just mean the Pats, anytime someone comes here, they can just file tampering charges?
No, not even close to that. They can't afford to fight these tampering charges for two reasons. Obviously, the biggest is they want Nick Caserio. The second reason, just as important, the Texans made a big mistake here. They know they made a big mistake. If they had it to do over again, they would tell Jack Easterby, or Jack Easterby probably would decide himself, I ain't going to that party. I'm not going to get my ring right there. Because I can't emphasize this enough. The appearance of tampering is what starts a tampering investigation.
I don't even care if they tampered.
I don't care if they tampered either. What I'm saying is they've already done that. They've already appeared as if they're tampering.
But, OG, you don't change a damn thing, because if they did tamper, then it appears that the tampering was worth it because you got the GM that you wanted.
Sure, but you didn't have to do it because you're still going to try to get him.
How do you know? You've never been touched by the words of Jack Easterby. Maybe Jack Easterby in that moment.
I have been touched by the words of Jack Easterby.
Well, you've been touched, but you haven't been touched while he's touching you with those words.
Is he touchy?
Yes.
He is?
From what I've been told, Jack Easterby is a hugger. He's not really a handshaker. He is a hugger. But, I mean, I really do think there's a possibility that maybe Nick Caserio wanted to leave. But maybe once Jack Easterby got there, because they probably hadn't, let's be honest, Jack's been here for 2 months. Mm-hmm. They probably hadn't seen each other since. So maybe the first time they saw each other, Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio were talking, and Jack was just sitting there with those big eyes saying, Nick.
No, keep in mind, they were together when the Texans last made a run at him and were denied. They were together in that building, the Patriots building. So,
but they haven't been. But since Jack's been in Houston, they haven't seen each other.
What I'm saying is, they know the Texans' interest in Caserio and vice versa.
No, but you got to sell him. That's the thing. I don't think
they needed to do much selling.
I think you're underestimating.
I don't think you're right on this, but even if you're right, wait a day.
No, the moment was there.
No, because now you're going to have to give up a draft pick.
That's fine.
I don't think they care about that.
It was worth it.
Right, it was worth it. They don't care about that. But if they had to do it over again, they wouldn't have done
it. It was worth
it. Wouldn't have done it like that.
It was worth it, man. I think the moment was just perfect. Mm-hmm. The lighting was perfect at Robert Kraft's home. Those Super Bowl rings were luxurious. And as Jack Easterby went up to Nick Caserio and he started talking to him and they saw each other for the first time, since Easterby had arrived in Houston. They met, and Jack Easterby went there and told him, I'll tell you what, I've been around Super Bowl champs with you, but I'm telling you, Houston, they're a GM like you away from taking it to the next level.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm telling you, Nick Easterby, you know what the five values are. I know that you value the noise on the inside, not the outside. I know that you...
You know the 5 points.
Trust the process. Yeah, no. You trust the process, not the results.
There you go.
I know you, and I guarantee you, you are the missing piece, my man. You don't get the credit you deserve, but you know what? I've been inside this building.
Oh, he gets the credit he deserves.
I see what you do for this, and I know, but we talk about Belichick and Brady. Mm-hmm. There should be a third guy on there. It should be Nick Caserio, but you're not going to get that here, Nick. And you know what? Life is about taking advantage of opportunities. Your prime opportunity is coming to Houston. That's what I think happened. I do not think that they should have played this any different. I think Easterby saw the opportunity. He jumped on it, and Nick Caserio was touched by the words of God, and he was touched by the words of Jack Easterby, and that's why Nick Caserio wants to be here, and that's why the Patriots are so upset, because two guys that were considered Bill Belichick's right-hand men are now going to be in Houston with the Houston Texans in 2019, and Bill Belichick's going to be without his defensive coordinator, his entire defensive staff, his life coach, and he's going to be without his GM from now on, and the Patriots dynasty is going to come crumbling. Why? Because Jack Easterby was in line next to Nick Caserio waiting for the shrimp cocktail.
Cool story, bro.
What's up? You're on In the Loop.
Hello, this is Goopak and Lemmy. What was that, bro?
I'm touched by Jack, man. I'm feeling good about myself.
Like you got touched by Jack in a lot of ways. Anyways, carrying on, I think this is just the Patriots being the Patriots, just being the snakes that they are. They're just trying to get something out of nothing, and if they can get a pick, they get a pick. But they knew this Nick Caserio guy was gone from that Super Bowl party onwards. And I love that song, man. Good remix by both of you. But next time y'all do a song, y'all should have Lopez in the background going, In the Loop music.
I might have to throw down a track myself.
Damn good idea.
Point.
No,
yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
You will. We're not going to overdo it. You know, when the situation calls,
pick your spots.
The situation calls. You got to pick your spots.
Got to pick your spots.
Got to pick and choose when it comes to making songs on In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Brian Gaines been out of the news since his firing on Friday for the most part. We know the Texans are searching for a GM, but nobody's heard from Brian Gaines. Nobody's talked to Brian Gaines, although a lot of people have reached out to him. But he was in the news yesterday, and he's in the news today because former Houston Texans security coordinator Jeff Pope filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleging Brian Gaines, the team's GM, until he was dismissed, of course, last week, targeted African-Americans when firing employees during his tenure. Quote, it appeared, and I believe, that he was targeting all minorities in leadership positions and was set to replace them with non-African-Americans, which he did. Pope, who is an African-American, wrote in a complaint obtained by A.J. Perez of USA Today. Pope listed 8 other black employees fired since Gaines was hired in 2018. The Texans released a statement denying it. They said they've been made aware of Mr. Pope's claim. They do not comment on pending litigation, and the Texans do not tolerate personal or professional discrimination of any kind. It should be noted, and this does need to be noted, that the lawsuit against Brian Gaines was not filed until yesterday, and the attorney is on record saying that when Gaines was fired, it caught his attention. So, John Lopez, based on all the information, based on everything you're hearing, what is your biggest takeaway from all this?
This is a big steaming pile of bullcrap, and I'm saying this, and I want to say this, I want to talk about this a little bit, because as much as it's dumb,
it's got to be made clear too that when other stuff like this has come out of NRG, you've been the most outspoken person in this damn building.
I have been.
Rest in peace to Bob McNair. I was always you were the most outspoken person in this building
against
on
Bob
that.
McNair.
Yes, 100%.
And I'm telling you, forget the poor me stuff. I'm just letting you know as background. I've been discriminated against, especially early on in my life. I've been told, you know, get out of the pool. You know, literally get out of the pool by people who didn't want me in that pool. So I'm telling you right now, with that background, there are a lot of reasons that Brian Gaines got fired. The discrimination is not one of them. All right. Racial bias is not one of them. And I can illustrate it this way. Foremost, this is not a lawsuit. All right. This is a complaint filed to the EEOC. The process is this complaint gets filed. The EEOC investigates it and then determines if there is, I think the term they use is right to sue. So this is, they're not suing anything right now. So they're just filed the complaint. The EEOC then has to determine whether it's the right to sue. Less than 10% of these complaints ever get that approval of right to sue. Less than 1% ever go to trial. So if you believe that the Texans fired Brian Gaine because of this long shot off-field complaint, that who knows how much merit there is even to it, then you're also believing that they care about this long shot complaint to the EEOC, not even a lawsuit, more than they do their football team success. No team does. All right. It's sad, but no team cares. You know, would fire a general manager, one of the most strong, one of the strongest, if not the strongest guy in the building, over like this long shot complaint. The other reason, do you realize how easy it is to fire someone in Texas? That makes those 10% and 1% numbers even less likely that this is going to be, you know, be happening here. And I think the exact opposite would be true. If the Texans actually believed that there was this discrimination or bias or whatever, they would be more incentivized to not fire Brian Gaine. They would want to keep Brian Gaine, because then you can say, look, we've taken these steps. We are interviewing him ourselves. You'd be in front of it, and the organization wouldn't have this perception of discrimination around them. This is total crap. As a minority who lives in Texas and has experienced this myself, I'm telling you, right now, this is total crap. There's nothing to it. It's not Brian Gaine. Brian Gaine did not, you know, instigate this and discriminate against these people. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever based on what I just said. None.
I agree with you. I mean, this is the other thing I want to know. You know, some of the quotes from the attorney just seem a little bit strange, because they're saying that Brian Gaine introduced a culture of the Houston Texans in which minorities were discriminated against. And then they're going back to the Bob McNair thing before Brian Gaine was really even like hired. So right. It's kind of weird. They're going both.
I mean, I get why they did that, trying to, you know, to establish this, whatever.
The timing as well is a little bit strange to me. And also, I know general managers do a lot. How much power does a GM have over security? Like, does Brian Gaine do job interviews for people?
I mean, maybe security? I don't know.
I've seen all the tasks.
All I'm saying, the Texans GMs would be more inclined to not fire him than fire him.
Yeah, it over just seems, this. I wonder how active, you know, is Nick Caserio going to come here, and is he going to hold the job interviews for the mm-hmm. security staff? It seems a little bit strange, but you know, if
and
some
the timing
more smoke
too.
Develops, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 5 days after the fact. But we'll keep you posted on that. As we always do right here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Who is Monty Ossenfort? He's the Texans' second choice, apparently. I've been wooed by Nick Caserio. Not so much.
Also wooed.
By Monty Ossenfort. Wooed, wooed, whatever. You can do both. Some people say woo. Some people say whoa, J-Lo.
I think most people say woo.
I'm not saying either one with Monty Ossenfort. You'll hear from him next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.